The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to talk about the essence of becoming a friend of the Eternal Creator. So the overview in this broadcast, I will set out practical steps towards becoming a friend of the Creator. So we'll start out looking at realizing it is possible and choosing to seek to become a friend. And then talk about commitment, talk about reading all the essence articles on the website in order to deepen your knowledge. Read other articles on the ETI website and contact me. I'll coach you. Read the seven components of drawing close article and put it into practice. Visualize yourself as a highly anointed one when reading. Listen. Seek to see the world as Yah sees it. Cry out to Yah. Finally, we'll look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering. I'm a retired military commander, and I now work as a consultant and general manager. I have nearly 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. The last is the easiest way to find back issues. There are at least three podcast websites that have all the back issues. So today's article, 2021-06-04, The Essence of Becoming a Friend of Yah, the Eternal Creator. The article, The Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend of the Almighty Creator, on the website, the page of that name, Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend, discusses some principles relating to becoming a friend of the Creator, which is the greatest rank available to any believer on earth and in heaven at any time. It is a rank that is available to you if you choose to seek it. To see this in proper context, read the web page Demographics of the Kingdom on the website. In fact, as one comes to understand these things, it becomes apparent that the only reason that human beings exist is to become friends of the Creator. In this broadcast, I will endeavor to set out practical steps towards becoming a friend of the Creator. And I'll present those in the sections that follow. So, folks, if you really get in touch with what I'm talking about, we have this massive, complex universe, all these millions of stars, millions of planets, any number of solar systems, galaxies, whatever. We have this beautiful planet with all its complexity and the complexity of plants and animals, all precisely engineered to perform in certain ways, all beautifully crafted, creatively crafted, and ourselves beautifully crafted for one reason only. Father Yah was lonely and he set out to create friends. If you do not get that fact, when you come to the end of your life and you stand before the judgment seat, you will be so disappointed. So how do you get to become a friend of Yah? I'm going to go through this step by step based on my experience. The first point is to realize that it is possible for you to become a friend of the Almighty and then to choose to seek to become a friend. That's the first step in the journey. Choose to believe that Father wants friends. Choose to believe that you can become a friend, and then go for it. There's all sorts of information on the website. There's guidance in terms of fasting and prayer, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. The key thing is to cut through all the fluff and stuff and come to the realization that there is only one possible explanation for all of this, and that is for human beings to become friends of the Almighty Creator in this life. Think about it. Why else would he go to all the trouble of creating the universe, creating the solar system, creating the sun and the moon and the stars and planet Earth and all the different animals, all the different plants, all the different sea creatures? He did that because he wanted people who had intelligence and who could make reasoned choices to be his friends, that he could have dialogue with, that he could do things together with them. The second point is to make a commitment. Make a commitment to Father Yah to seek to become his friend. It's important that you declare your intention and ask him to guide you. Remember that he wants you to become his friend. This is so, so important. Recognize that the only explanation for all that exists is to become Father's friend. And then recognize that he wants you to become his friend. He wants me to become his friend. Well, I am his friend, but he wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter where you are now. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your age, your gender. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old, short or tall, fat or thin, blonde, blue-eyed, black hair, brown eyes, Methodist, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Confucius, whatever, Indian, African, European, whatever label you want to put on yourself, it doesn't matter. You can be a Satanist right now. You can be a high-level witch or warlock right now. Father wants you to become his friend. Make a commitment. Say, Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I recognize today that you want me to become your friend. I choose to seek to become your friend, and I ask you to lead me and guide me that I may become your friend. Then my suggestion, point number three, step number three, read all the Essence articles on the website. There's probably about 50 articles on the website in the form of the essence of something, such as this article, The Essence of Becoming a Friend of Yah. So the website, www.etimin.org or endtimeissueministries.org, and read and apply all the Essence articles near the top of the menu. These are my most recent writings and sum up many of the key principles, practices, and knowledges relating to deep relationship with the Creator. In fact, what I've done in the last 6 months or so is I've added various articles in various places so that if you start reading the website from the top and just literally go left to right, left to right, left to right, reading each web page in turn and work your way down, it's what I think is probably the most relevant progression of what I have to share. But that doesn't stop you from dipping in. The website is designed so that there's no logical human structure. I'm not trying to guide you down a prescribed path. I'm trying to put a whole lot of stuff out there that you can just go in and Father can draw your attention to a particular web page. You can dive in there. You can go into the keyword cloud at the top. You can go into the Google search and the article search at the top. You can go into the articles database at the top. They're all along the top of the menu. And find whatever applies to you. As you drive down and you start reading, etc., there's sliders, etc., at the bottom of each page, which will present articles to you on a random basis and may just give you what you need to know at that moment in time. There's so much on the website. Then read other articles on the website. There are about 2,500 articles in the article. The database is over 1,000 web pages. It's about 9,000 A4 pages in the books on a great diversity of subjects that will answer your questions and help you to grow in truth and draw closer to the Almighty. Use the article search and the Google site search at the top of the menu to search for specific information. Read as you feel read. Just dip in. That's close to 30 years of writing on the website. And some years I spent almost the entire day, every day for a year at a time writing. So there's a huge amount of information there. And I testify that a lot of it was written under significant anointing. A lot of it was written with significant inspiration. I'm not going to say all of it. And I can only look back now and say that, in fact, yes, it is so that those articles are anointed and inspired. But there's a huge amount that you can learn. I went through a huge learning curve over probably the first 20 years of my walk with Father. I mean, I've been walking with him since 93, so what's that, 30 years, a couple of days ago. First, certainly 10, 15 years, a huge learning curve. And most of what I have written about is by personal revelation. It's not from other people's teachings and books. In the first few years, that I was drawing on other people's teachings, but for a long time, I've been relying on what Father has taught me. And then contact me. I'll coach you. If you're serious about becoming a friend, you will have my wholehearted support. I will support you and I will coach you. Don't be shy. This chap at the moment that I'm supporting, he emails me every few days. He has questions. We get on Zoom every now and again for an hour, hour and a half. And I just help him in whatever way I'm able to help him. And I will happily do that for you. It is so important to me that you become a friend of Father, that if you come to me and say, James, I heard what you had to say. I want to become a friend. Please help me. I will help you. I will do everything I possibly can to help you to get there. It's a journey. If you really go for it, it's a minimum of about 2 years. It could take longer. I think it might be possible to do it in less time, but it took me basically from 1993 to 2001 to get to a point where Father called me his friend. So it's, you know, it could take you more than 2 years. I think with all that I've learned, with all that I've written, with all that's shared on the website, if you really go for it, you can probably get to a point where he will call you friend after about 2 years. But I can't guarantee that. It's up to you. It's up to how obedient you are, how much time you put into it, how much time you spend in prayer, how much time you spend in worship, how much time you spend fasting, how much time you spend reading relevant material. There's a huge number of imponderables which will determine whether it takes you that much or that much, or you never get there. It depends how serious you are. It depends on this thing that I called just now commitment. What is your commitment to becoming a friend of Father? Because if it's lukewarm and half-hearted, you're probably not going to get there. Then read the Seven Components of Drawing Close article and put it into practice. In terms of practical steps in drawing close to Father, you are the most important article on the website. Maybe it's not the most important, but it's one of the most important articles on the website, is the article, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. See the web page, Seven Components of Drawing Close. This document is about 70 pages, and it contains a very substantial amount of important information. It was written under a very strong anointing with a strong level of inspiration around the time of the Day of Atonement in 2014. I've been on a year's or more program of fasting, worshiping 2 hours a day, drawing close to Father, probably the closest I've ever been to Father. And then things happened that I got distracted and lost that anointing. Very sad. But it's a battle. It's a journey. The Seven Components of Drawing Close goes into a lot of detail, and I'll touch on a few of those points in a moment. But it goes into a lot of detail around what it is that's necessary to clean up, to get to a place where you can hear Father say, your name, you are now my friend. There is no greater accomplishment in this life than to get to a place where Father says to you audibly and clearly that you are under no misapprehension, that it is him who's speaking, and he says to you, as he said to me, James, you are now my friend. That is huge. I can't begin to describe how big it is, but it's there for you. So if we look at the seven components of drawing close, the first is decision. So this is a bit of an overlap with what I've just spoken about, but it bears repeating. Decide that the Creator exists and decide to seek a deep personal relationship with Him. Or if you already believe He exists, choose to seek a much deeper personal relationship with Him. Choose to seek to become a friend. Wherever you are at this moment in time, whether you're down here in terms of your level of relationship with Him or whether you're up here somewhere, it's not the point. Wherever you are, He will meet you where you are. If you are at the point of being an unbeliever right now and you're saying, well, I'm not sure that this Creator that you talk about exists, there's an article, The Essence of My Message, regarding creation, and there's another article on the essence of my message to those who don't believe. Both fairly substantial articles, separate web pages. I encourage you to dive in, look at all the facts around you. There's no ways that you as a human being could exist without the creative genius of the Almighty. We reproduce as man and woman, perfectly formed psychologically, physically, physiologically, chemically, genetically, to procreate. We had to be created absolutely perfectly with the ability to procreate on day one. We couldn't have got there in some random evolutionary process where something worked and something didn't. Stop and think about it. You cannot have the miracle of a baby without the father and mother being absolutely perfectly designed to merge together and form a new life. And then prayer. The brutal truth is that the satanic and demonic realm control the church under the guise of good. One can be as good as one likes as long as one is not a strong believer in the Creator, and you're then entirely irrelevant. These comments apply to all religious groupings. To take this a step further, try introducing the above truths to the average gentle, loving Christian pastor and see them change into a raging, irrational, demonized tyrant if they're unable to convince you that you're mistaken and you should trust their teaching. The harsh reality is that if you take this message seriously and apply it fully, you'll find that you're not welcome in any form of organized religion, except if you band together with a few other like-minded believers. Right now, those are few and far between. There's a couple of web pages, one on prayer, another the essence of my message regarding prayer. There are dozens of powerful, useful prayers that I recommend that you should be praying daily. Other prayers that you need to pray under certain circumstances. There's some prayers in the seven components of drawing close document that you need to pray at various stages in your journey to becoming sanctified and set apart in order to serve Father faithfully. I draw a distinction between prayer, which is petition, is going to the court of heaven and asking for something, and just conversation with Father. Father wants to have a conversation with Him. He doesn't want you constantly asking Him for things. Ask what you can do for Him. In fasting, it's not possible to really get close to the Almighty without fasting. There's some basic guidelines in the document on what to do and what to pray, and there's another page on fasting. I cannot stress this enough. Without regular disciplined fasting, you're not going to become a friend. I first fasted in 2000. I went on about 10 three-day water-only fasts with communion morning and evening at 10-day intervals. I'd been serving Father fairly energetically then for about 8 years. As soon as I started fasting, I started to get revelation after revelation after revelation. People send me stuff, things were revealed to me. And I started to grow really, really quickly. I'm clearly and fully convinced that if I had not done those 10 three-day fasts, I would never have taken off. And I don't think I would ever have become a friend. There's something amazing that happens when you fast. Something shifts in the spirit realm. Your relationship with Father goes to another level because you are suppressing, you're putting down your carnal self, your need for food, and you're devoting that time to Father. I strongly recommend as an absolute minimum 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, taking the bread and wine of the covenant communion morning and evening and just praying into the objectives of the fast. If you want to go a bit further, you can do 3 7-day water-only fasts. If you want to push it further, you can look at 14-day fasts and possibly even 21-day fasts as you get it, your body gets accustomed to it. The ultimate ideal is a 40-day water-only fast, as Yeshua in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. But you should not do that unless you're absolutely clear that Father has sanctioned it and that you're spiritually prepared for it. And you may well end up in bed for the last few weeks of the fast because you'll be weak. Don't do it unless you're sure it's Father's will. If you do it, you will potentially become very powerful, raising the dead, healing the sick, etc. Then cleansing. The earth is controlled by the satanic realm and demons. When one first comes to the Almighty, one is highly contaminated. This section discusses at length what is required to get to a place where you could draw close to the Almighty and hear him clearly. In particular, it lists a number of spiritual rituals that are necessary for you to get really clear of satanic and demonic influence. This includes 1. Symbolic and actual full body shaving, excluding eyebrows for men and excluding also hair on the head for women. Men should shave their heads. 2, full body anointing with the blood of the covenant, red grape juice or red wine, prayed over to represent the blood of the covenant, blood of Yeshua, and the oil of the Spirit, olive oil, prayed over to represent the oil of your spirit. Then triple immersion in clean water. Preferably at the beginning of a 7-day fast, at the 7th day and on the 8th day. All of this is described in a lot of detail in the section of the article on cleansing. All of these are necessary prophetic acts to demonstrate to the satanic and demonic realm that you are now cutting your ties with them and you are going ahead serving Father Yah. Then spiritual audits, tracing back over your entire life and repenting, cutting off modern curses, etc., etc. All the things, all the times you've said, take care, all the times you've cursed people, sworn at people, all the times you've borrowed money and not returned it, all the borrowed books and not returned it. Every sin in your life, you want to go back over your entire life, take a writing pad or an A4 book, and just write and write and write a page per year, go back all the way time to the time you were in the womb. Then casting out of demons, cutting off bloodline curses, etc., all of the specific prayers that need to be prayed and things you need to do first in order to get free of demons. If you do not apply all of these procedures, it's highly unlikely that you'll ever get to be a friend. These procedures are a vital component of signaling to the satanic and demonic realm that you are cutting your ties with them to serve the Creator only. Folks, the fact of the matter is there's over 100 billion ancestor spirits, demons, the spirits of human beings who died as unbelievers on the planet. Some of them are trapped wherever their bodies fell when they were killed in avalanches, or they're at the bottom of the ocean on the remains of their corpses, or they were picked up by fish in the sea who ate their corpses. Some of them, quite a lot of them, are in the grave, locked away with their corpses for thousands of years. Some of them are in crematorium ovens. Others have been transferred onto other human beings in order to haunt them, to lead them into greater sin. But however you look at it, you don't want to die as a demon, but the demons are out there going full tilt to lead us astray. Then worship. Making love to Father. Worship is vital in drawing close to the Almighty. A selection of highly effective worship songs that will worship help you on your journey. On the webpage, Some Powerful Worship Songs, and there's another webpage, Recommended Worship. Folks, ideally, in the period of time that you are really, really seeking to draw close to Father, you should worship an hour, 2 hours every day. But you've got to be very selective on the songs that you sing. I've gone through a large number, I think I've got about 48 songs on those two links that I've just referred to, where the language and the theology is more or less sound. And none of them are perfect. The Recommended Worship webpage is a whole lot of guidance on things you should avoid. And you certainly shouldn't be worshiping Jesus. The song, Jesus, Do You Know How Much I Love You, is a total abomination. Your love should be given to Yah alone, and Yeshua, Jesus, made that absolutely clear during his time on earth. Praise, worship. Have worship songs playing all the time. I have a little sound system that sits on my desk next to me while I work, and I have songs playing whenever I'm working alone, and if I'm not on a Teams or a Zoom call, I just have those songs playing in the background. I have a little portable, I don't know what you call it, a little sound music thing. It's tiny, it's that big, in my pocket when I am not in my at home. If I'm traveling on a bus, if I'm working in an office somewhere, listening to worship songs the whole time, just picking up 5 seconds, 10 seconds, just a couple of key words, singing those to Father, strengthens you. Then research. You are unique. Your needs are unique. The value you can add to the Creator is unique. You need to investigate Him and His kingdom for yourself and work with Him to craft your unique position in His service. Father, I ask you to help me to grow in relationship with you, to grow in knowledge of you and your ways and your will and your kingdom. Anointing your spirit in humility, in emunah, in harmony, in health, and in finances. Don't go with somebody else's mantle, somebody else's anointing, unless Father very clearly says to you, you will inherit this person's mantle. As a general principle, Father wants you to work with Him to craft your role on the earth. You need to have clear ideas, but you need to be in consultation with Him. You need to understand what it is He would like you to do. And then you need to make the course corrections and the adjustments that are necessary to do what He has indicated to you that He would like you to do. Figure out what it is that you can do uniquely to serve Father and bring Him joy. And then action. Having done all the above, so there's a whole lot of things that I've just outlined to you in terms of cleaning up and what have you. They're all about just getting you sorted out. Having done all of that, it's now time for you to step out with the Creator and start being of service to Him and developing that deep personal relationship that you've chosen to pursue. So do whatever it is you find to do. If it's a case of writing articles, write articles. The gentleman that I mentioned earlier that I've been coaching has recently started producing very concise, succinct little videos that he's posting on Facebook and YouTube, etc. If that's what works, if that's what you see, do it. If you're an evangelist, go out and evangelize. If you're a spokesman or a prophet or prophetess, write down what Father says to you. Communicate what Father says to you. If I can't tell you what it is Father wants you to do. There are two pieces to this. The one is your career, how you make money. As a general principle, unless you are really in a situation where it's possible, and for most people it's not possible, you're not going to be able to be in a church where people pay money to come to church. That's not the idea. Father wants each of those people to have a relationship with him. So they might come to you for teaching for a few months or years, probably not years, but more likely months, and then they move on. You're not going to be able to rely on your flock to pay for your building and everything. You're going to have to get out and get a job and then minister for Father on the side of that. Then visualize yourself as a highly anointed one when reading books or watching videos about strongly anointed ones, such as stories in the Bible, videos of modern healing day evangelists over the last 200 years, etc. Put yourself in the shoes of that person and imagine what it would be like to operate in their anointing and under their mantle. Do this with Yeshua in the so-called Gospels, where an anointed one really impacts you. Ask Father to permit you to know him in the same way as that anointed one. If you really desire this regarding a particular person, get on your face and pray this repeatedly. Be wary of doing this with regard to people who did things you do not want to do. There are some videos, important videos to watch on the website that you could watch. The best role model is Yeshua. Shortly after I came back to Father in March 93, he said to me, read the Bible, read the Gospels as though you are Yeshua. See yourself doing everything that Yeshua did. Well, you may say that that's whatever, blasphemy. It's not. Yeshua said, because I go to my Father, you will do greater works than I did. It's totally acceptable to Father, to Yeshua, that you should seek to do greater works than Yeshua did. See yourself healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching powerful messages. The end of 93, I attended a meeting with a particular very, very powerfully anointed evangelist. And then I read one of his books, and I was really impressed by how Father had anointed him. And I lay on my bed on the night of the 1st to the 2nd of January, 94, saying, Father, I desire to know you the way this man knows you. And Father put his hand on me and anointed me. It's there for you. You need to ask for it, but you need to put in the work. You need to do the worshiping. You need to do the fasting, etc. And then listen. Learn to hear Father. It takes time. He has a still, small voice. Initially, it's easy to miss his quiet voice or to mistake it for your own thoughts. As you start to hear, you will start to hear him say things you could not imagine for yourself. It takes a significant amount of time to get to a place where you reliably hear the Almighty with confidence. Keep working at it and step out in emunah, step out in faith. In the early days, I thought I heard Father and sometimes I got it wrong. And then I thought I heard him, but I didn't want to do what he told me to do. So, for example, you're driving along a highway and there's a hitchhiker. And Father says, stop and give that person a lift. And he's heard all sorts of stories about giving lifts to hitchhikers, so you just carry on driving. And Father says, James, I told you to go and give that guy a lift. So you come to the next intersection. You loop back, you go back, you loop back, and you come and pick them up. And you discover that they're a believer who's been crying out to Father. They've got no money. They're in desperate straits. And you're able to help them. And then you realize that you did hear Father. So he puts these little tests in the way to help you to understand how to hear him, understand his will, to do his will, etc. Then seek to see the world as Yah sees it. Seek to see the world as Yah sees it. Stop looking through carnal human eyes and seek Yah's view. For example, in this age, Yah is unconcerned about the unbelievers. He desperately needs to hold on to the few who really believe, most of whom are falling away in error and deception. So stop praying for the world and pray Yah's will. Stop praying for your unbelieving family. You may say that that's harsh. Well, it's not really. Share what you have to share when you have a really effective message to share. The problem is that most people put off the unbelievers with their inaccurate and incomplete and corrupt and messy messaging. Right now, there's less than 200,000 people who at some significant level have some level of relationship with Father, and they're not, for the most part, particularly close even there. There's another few million who are believers at some level, but they're so far from Father that they're pretty close to useless to Him. He wants to gather those people in. And if you take this message to heart and you want to become a friend, once you've done the hard yards and you've got to that place where you can hear Him, then He may well use you to bring in those people who are believers but are weak, to help them to get stronger, to help them to get free, to help them to walk in the truth regarding the names and so forth. Stop worshiping Jesus. Stop worshiping the Bible. There's a huge amount of work to be done there without worrying about the unbelievers. The thing is to get to a place where you're moving in such power that you're healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching to thousands at one time. Then you can worry about the unbelievers. Then cry out to Yah. Finally, cry out to Yah to help you become a friend, to become His friend. Fast, pray, get on your face before Him, not on the bed, on the floor. He will answer you. You will know you're a friend when He speaks to you personally and tells you that you are now His friend. No person can give you that information. You must get to a place in your relationship with Him where you can hear that. In conclusion, Yah wants you to become His friend. It'll probably take a couple of years of intense effort, but it is possible if you apply everything referred to above. Remember the mountain. This is about climbing the mountain to draw close to Father. And remember to email me, and I will support you as long as you are sincere and follow my advice. I'll just nudge you and give you pointers. The key thing is to allow Father to teach you. There's a lot on the website that'll help you. You don't necessarily need to talk to me all that frequently, but I welcome emails from people who are seeking to get close to Father. I would love to hear from you. I would really, really love to receive your email, james@endtimeissueministries.org. Endtime Issue Ministry is one word. I'll give you that again in a minute. So that's the end of that message, and I want to close off by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Please think about it. We are not here as the result of some highly intelligent physical matter crafting miraculously structured solar systems and planets and suns and plants and animals and humans. You did not start life as some piece of sea gunge that over millions and millions of years developed legs and eyes and arms and what have you. You were miraculously created, perfect. And you were created for one reason only: to become a friend of the Almighty Creator. To wrap up, some key documents and a video on the website. Video: Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also articles for Jews, Muslims, other faiths, and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page. They're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down. Or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. As I said earlier, that's probably the most convenient way to find back issues. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since between 1998 and May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. Those are all right across the top of the menu. Folks, so much information. Encourage you just to dig deep. I sincerely believe that the answers to very many of the questions that you may ask are on that website somewhere. You just got to search for them. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Doesn't matter, as I said earlier, short or tall, thin or fat, educated, uneducated, rich or poor, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Baha'i, Yogi, Buddhist, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, Jewish, whatever sect, Muslim, whatever grouping, Satanist, witch, warlock, university professor, street sweeper. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter your language. Doesn't matter your race, African, Asian, European, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I